I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. He gave me a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. Several items are up for discussion on the agenda, and they'll also be hearing a report from the Peter White Public Library Board of Directors. Here's more with Mike Angeli.
Like many committees or groups in the city, they give an annual update to the commission, and this is that update. And it's timely because we just had the millage pass the Headley override and things of that nature. So I'm sure they will have a lot of information to give to the commission.
Coming up a little bit later on in the agenda, some unfinished business includes a lease with the group, the Superior Watershed Partnership. What are they looking to lease and what's this for?
Well, they leased a small space from us at the Lakeview Arena. They have I believe it's a sub program of sorts where they have people that work to assist locals in the community with different financial issues and things of that nature, which I know is kind of seems different from the partnership, but they need that space from us on an annual basis to perform that task.
So now it's like an office space that they have at Lakeview there, the bank of offices.
Yes.
And that lease will be discussed tonight. Also, a couple of things that are under new business. One is the Presque Isle Marina, which has had a project going on for quite a while. There's a little bit of a change. It sounds like that has to be addressed.
Yes, we've been working on this for 3 years now, and it's finally coming to fruition where we want to put the new docks in next spring. And I don't know how this happens. You can think of any way or come up with any excuse you want, but the state awarded us the grant that we had asked for, but they added over $100,000 to it, and they changed the percentages. In other words, we were originally planning on a 50% match, which we had budgeted for. But they changed the percentage in their favor to 51.8% for the city and 48.2% for the state. So we have to add at least anywhere from another $20,000 to $40,000 to this budget to make it happen.
And that'll be discussed tonight. How did that? I mean, was this an error by the state? I mean, what happened there?
Well, you know, no one's coming forward saying they made the mistake, but. Through the Waterways Commission, everything, all the paperwork looked intact. All the numbers looked correct. And when it went over to the legislature for approval in the budget on October 1st, something happened in there and it came back with the numbers changed. We're not sure, and I don't think anybody's going to step forward.
In effect, giving the city more money in the grant, but because there's more money in the grant, your responsible percentage or your chunk grows by a certain percentage accordingly.
Correct.
In the studio with us is Mike Angeli, Marquette City Manager. We're previewing tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. It's at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. Mike, also on the new business portion of the agenda, there is an amendment to a capital improvement plan budget for some projects. You're shifting a little bit of money around, right? Tell me what's going on with that.
That's correct. It's probably something I should have given more thought to early on as the budget was just approved October 1st. But we have something in our capital improvement plan that we refer to as SIMP, which is Street Improvement Maintenance Program, which is an annual thing where we put money aside, usually between $1 million and $1.5 million, to fix sidewalks, to fix curbings, to patch roads and things of that nature. Well, we took it out of the budget this year. To save money, we had to make some cuts. Well, after we gave it some more thought, we thought it would be better to keep that in the budget. And so we're asking the commission tonight to remove a road project on Marquette Drive, which is in Service Hills, from this year's capital improvement plan, reinstate the SIMP with those dollars, and then maybe move that road project to next year's work.
Is this just to maintain roads that are currently in existence, the sidewalks and curbs and things like that?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, usually you'll see at some point during the summer there's crews out replacing chunks of sidewalk that need to be replaced, or a bump or a patch or a hole in a road that needs to have the blacktop replaced. And it's a maintenance program as opposed to a restructuring or a construction plan, and I just don't think it's a good idea to go a whole year or a whole season and skip that step. So I'm hoping the commission will agree to this, and then uh, we'll add that road project in next year.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. The meeting of the Marquette City Commission begins this evening at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall on Barriga Avenue. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelof.